Задание номер один.
Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста? 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now you are ready to start.
Polyglots have different brains. New research has shown that people with a gift for other languages could actually have different types of brains from other people. Neuroscientists at University College London say that polyglots have more white brain matter in a part of the brain which processes sound. It is hoped that the research published in a medical journal could be used to help identify reasons for language difficulties. During a trial involving native French speakers, people were asked to distinguish between two similar sounds from different languages. The first was the D sound in French. The second was a D found in Hindi, which is pronounced in a different way. Researchers tested the speed at which participants could process the information about the different sounds. People who were successful on this task were asked to listen to other similar sounds. Some of the fastest learners were able to tell the sounds apart within a few minutes, while the slowest learners were only able to make random guesses after 20 minutes of training. Dr. Nali Golestani from UCL's Institute of Cognitive Neuroscience said the brain's white matter was involved in the efficient processing of sound information. Its fibers are involved in connecting brain regions together. Fast language learners had a greater volume of white matter, and that may mean that they have more or perhaps thicker fibers. We are starting to understand that brain shape and structure can be informative about people's abilities. Why people are good at some things and not others is evident from these scans, she said. White brain matter is involved in connecting different parts of the brain together, and greater amounts of this could indicate an increased ability to process sound. Previous research suggested that having a talent for music was linked to the structure of grey matter in the brain. This latest research could be used in other ways, Dr. Nali said. We can start to make predictions regarding whether people will be good at something or not, based on their brain structure or even to diagnose clinical problems.
I have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again.
Polyglots have different brains. New research has shown that people with a gift for other languages could actually have different types of brains from other people. Neuroscientists at University College London say that polyglots have more white brain matter in a part of the brain which processes sound. It is hoped that the research published in a medical journal could be used to help identify reasons for language difficulties. During a trial involving native French speakers, people were asked to distinguish between two similar sounds from different languages. The first was the D sound in French. The second was a D found in Hindi, which is pronounced in a different way. Researchers tested the speed at which participants could process the information about the different sounds. People who were successful on this task were asked to listen to other similar sounds. Some of the fastest learners were able to tell the sounds apart within a few minutes, while the slowest learners were only able to make random guesses after 20 minutes of training. Dr. Nali Golestani from UCL's Institute of Cognitive Neuroscience said the brain's white matter was involved in the efficient processing of sound information. Its fibers are involved in connecting brain regions together. Fast language learners had a greater volume of white matter, and that may mean that they have more or perhaps thicker fibers. We are starting to understand that brain shape and structure can be informative about people's abilities. Why people are good at some things and not others is evident from these scans, she said. White brain matter is involved in connecting different parts of the brain together, and greater amounts of this could indicate an increased ability to process sound. Previous research suggested that having a talent for music was linked to the structure of grey matter in the brain. This latest research could be used in other ways, Dr. Nali said. We can start to make predictions regarding whether people will be good at something or not, based on their brain structure or even to diagnose clinical problems.
You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.